It's me, Megan Hashem, and today I'm talking how you can make things happen in your life just by putting ideas out there and talking to people. So talking to friends and family and, you know, whoever your trusted people are, having those conversations, and even if they're just kind of little conversations, right? Just putting some things out there to make sure you do it. And I've just realized, like, the total amazing thing that happens when you start talking about your dreams, talking about your goals, talking about what you want to be doing in life. What happens? You don't even need anyone to respond or give you ideas or anything like that. I think you really just need kind of a sounding board and to put those things out. And I think it is, you need to hear yourself say those things. You need to hear yourself say aloud what you're hoping, what you're dreaming, what you want to happen, what you want to work towards right now in life. And like, I'm finding it more and more with me. The more I talk to people, usually like-minded people who have exciting goals and dreams they like to talk about, when I talk to friends and family who, you know, do vision boards or are interested in that type of thing, or goal set and, you know, tell themselves all the positive things and stuff like that, when you meet people like that, or even when you kind of tell people about that type of thing and they're open to it, I think those are the people that when you get talking with them about your hopes, about your dreams, about your goals, about what you want to work towards, those are the people that kind of, it just magically makes you start working on those things. So I don't even need them to say anything to me, give me ideas, none of that. I mean, that's awesome. That's a bonus if that happens. But often it's more just hearing myself say something aloud. So what is it you want? And sometimes it takes a conversation like that with a friend or a trusted acquaintance just to bring that out. And you never know who you'll be talking to that will cause you to start talking about something that then makes you think, yeah, that is what I want to be doing. Why am I not doing that? And as I speak to someone, sometimes I'll be saying to someone, yeah, I really want to make myself the fittest I can possibly be at this point, right? And I said this to someone the other day. I was like, I want to do the things to make myself the fittest I could ever be. And I'm saying it and I'm like, well, then why don't you do it, Megan? So what? I'm telling them how to get fit. I'm telling them all ideas. And then I'm like, why am I not telling myself all these ideas? There's so many ideas that I should be implementing on myself, and it's so obvious. But I don't know, sometimes it takes talking to other people. So my advice today is find a friend, find a family member, find someone who you can kind of just start talking about your goals, your hopes, your dreams. I think we don't talk about them enough out in public, and I think it's important. Some people are worried they'll get shot down, and yes, that definitely is a reality sometimes, depending who you're talking to. Even your loved ones sometimes don't quite get some of your goals or hopes or dreams. So sometimes, I mean, we can't take it too personally if someone is like, oh, that's stupid, or oh, you'll never do that. We need to just know in our heart we will, and move on to another person who's a little more supportive. And usually it helps if you're sharing goals and dreams. So you're both telling each other, like maybe you're making vision boards together and you're like, yes, I want to be a millionaire. Yes, I want to be fit. I want to have a loving relationship. I want to have a dream career, whatever it might be. I want to become, you know, the next Britney Spears. I don't know what everyone's dreams are, but whatever they are. And for someone who won't laugh at all those dreams, and if they're telling you all their inner secret dreams and goals, they're probably less likely to laugh at yours. Or you guys can laugh together at all your hopes and dreams, because sometimes it is humorous and awesome in that way. I like to laugh a lot, and it's okay. I don't take anything too crazy serious, but I'm just finding more and more just talking aloud, even to yourself. And I know that might sound pathetic, but just saying things aloud to yourself, like, I will become the fittest I've ever been. And then thinking about that, mulling it over in your brain, what can I tell myself today to do something about that? Like one small step towards that, because often it's a huge goal and people are like, well, how do I start? Well, you start with one small step every day and it builds up, builds and builds, and you can feel good about that and it will build momentum. Anyways, that's getting off onto another topic. So my topic here was just find someone. I don't know if it's your spouse, if it's your sister, if it's your mom, if it's your bestie, whoever it is, your child, tell them all your goals and hopes and dreams and open up the conversation to what theirs are so you guys can share. And also, the second part of this is those people can hold you accountable a bit more, right? They can check in with you like next week. Hey, how's that going? How's your fitness going? How's your dream job search going? Whatever it is, whatever your goals and dreams are, they can kind of hold you accountable. You can meet up every week, every month, every whatever, have a phone call, whatever it is, and just check in with each other. Hey, how are your goals going? How are your goals going? What are you doing about the fitness goal? What are you doing about your career goal? Have you done something every day to get you a little closer to that goal? That type of stuff. So just talking. I guess I always knew this, but I don't always talk to a lot of people all the time, but I do have my circle that I talk to, and I'm just finding more and more. And sometimes it takes a fresh person, someone totally different, someone that you never thought you'd be sharing all your hopes and dreams with. And then when you start sharing them with them and they start sharing with you, and you see it's like a different energy that kind of propels you into action and makes you want to take action with these goals and check in with them and all that stuff. So try telling lots of people about your goals and dreams. Find the right person and find new and different people to share your goals and dreams with, because sometimes that's what it takes. It's the thing that pushes you to kind of like get on with some goals, you know? I think talking is awesome because you hear yourself thinking through things. You hear yourself finding the answers yourself, basically, to all your problems. I do it all the time. I'll start saying, you know, I'll be talking to my mom or someone. I'll be like, well, how am I going to do this? And what? And then I start thinking, oh my gosh, you're so silly. You know how to do this. This is how you do this. It's like I'm hearing someone else asking me. It's amazing what can happen, because I think we get in our heads too much and we're not thinking clearly about our own situations. And then when you put it out there, you say it out loud, it's almost like hearing someone else say it. And you're like, I know the answer to this. I mean, you just need to do this, this, and this, and it's gonna be easy. So check it out, try it out. If you don't tell an actual person, try just saying it aloud to yourself and see if that could probably help. That probably does it. We're gonna be like weird people walking through the house talking to ourselves, but if it works, it works. Let me know what you guys think. Do you guys tell? Are you public with your goals and dreams, or do you keep them to yourself? Some people prefer to keep them to themselves. I'm a very public person. I put it out there. I like people to see the process. So I'm of that school of thought, but I mean, everyone's got their different ways of doing this. So let me know what helps you with your big goals and life dreams and all that good stuff. Let me know. Do you tell a buddy? Do you tell everybody? Do you not tell anybody? Let me know what you think. Make sure to share, like, and subscribe to my channel if you want more fitness in your life, more motivation in your life. Until my next video, stay healthy, stay happy, love yourself, and be fit. Bye.